New legislation is working its way through the North Carolina General Assembly, and its focus is on the balance between conservation and sustainability of fish stocks. On a recent coastline, Rachel Lewis Hilburn sat down with biologist Jess Hawkins, Dick Brame of Coastal Conservation Association of North Carolina, and Jerry Schill of the North Carolina Fisheries Association. While all guests share a love of fishing, their ideas about preservation are quite different.
How important is sustainable harvest to a fisheries management scenario? Jess Hawkins.
It's very important. So when you collect the science, you're trying to determine the population levels or the sustainable aspects of that fish population. And so it's very difficult to do. So scientists like BJ and myself, we used to go out and try to design studies to try to determine what the population level was, and then by knowing what the population level it was or is, then you try to determine what is the acceptable take. And then you determine what Jerry was talking about, the allocation, who gets that part of the take. It's the utmost importance.
Dick Brame.
And sustainable is in the eye of the beholder. what recreational fishermen want is different from what commercial fishermen want. We'd like a much more abundant resource.
And so that means you would like more limits on what can be taken out of the water? Is that what that means?
Yes. We'd like to have a more abundant resource. They're easier to catch, basically.
So from your point of view, for a moment, you don't have to consider the needs, sorry, Jerry, of commercial fishermen at all. You can write this ticket the way you want it to be written. What would change?
Well, at first, you decide what species are most important recreationally. I mean, certainly we're not talking about managing crabs this way, crabs or clams or oysters or shrimp. But the important recreational fisheries that say the top 10, the bluefish, the used to be croaker and spot, they've become less and less abundant. But the species that are important, the recreational fishery, should be managed for abundance in our view.
And how is that different from managing from a commercial point of view?
Well, if you had a population of fish, you just say we discovered a population of widget fish. In order to manage the maximum sustainable yield, which is the gold standard, you'd fish that population down by about 40 or 50%. So you'd have more yield. They would be churning more fish, producing more fish annually. We like to have a more abundant resource, some old fish. You not only want to have a chance to catch the fish, you want to catch a whopper every now and again to maximize the recreational fishery.
And Jerry Schill, how does that diverge from what commercial fishermen need?
Well, first of all, sustainable fisheries is critical for commercial fishermen if they want to have a future. So managing for sustainable yield is the right way to go. But in the area of providing consumers, that's what our guys do. They want the fish to be available to the fish market, the restaurant, and for people to take home to eat that don't fish. So in that regard, there has to be an economy of scale. The volume has to be there to where the average consumer, you don't want this healthy source of protein to be only available to the highest bidder. It has to be available to the lower end of the socioeconomic scale as well as the people that can afford it.
That was Coastline host Rachel Lewis Hilburn speaking with biologist Jess Hawkins, Dick Brame of Coastal Conservation Association of North Carolina, and Jerry Schill of the North Carolina Fisheries Association. For the full interview, check out our Coastline episode on the 1997 Fisheries Reform Act.